Hi, my name's Natalie Seely, and my husband is Pastor Phil Seely of the Grace Bible Church in Shingle House. Thank you, Brother McVeigh, for allowing me to be on your podcast and share what the Lord has done for me. And I guess I'll just get started. I was privileged enough to grow up in a Christian home under the King James Bible. And when I was 4 years old, I was in the car with my sister. We were waiting for my parents, and she was telling me about heaven and hell and asked me if I had done anything wrong or had any sins. And of course, you know, I said yes, and I was afraid of hell. I didn't want to go to hell. So I prayed a prayer when I was 4 years old, and I never really doubted that prayer. I never really thought much of it, I guess. I never thought much about Jesus. I had just prayed that because I was afraid. And I remember the one time maybe I did doubt was when a preacher gave an invitation at the end of a message. And he said, if you want to be saved, just repeat this prayer after me. And I remember saying that prayer in my head just because I thought, well, just in case, it doesn't hurt to say it again, just to be safe. So I did that. But that's really the only time I really doubted what I had done. And I was always faithful to read my Bible. I was always involved in church. I was always a good so-called Christian girl. And I look back now and I know that that was because I did have the law of my mother and my father in me. But when I did hit my teenage years, we were never allowed to listen to contemporary Christian music in our home. My parents were very strict with what we listened to, what we watched. And I remembered when they would leave the house, I would listen to Michael W. Smith in rebellion. I know now that was rebellion in my heart, but I would do these things and I thought I was okay, but that rebellion was deep. And I got married in 2004, and we stayed faithful to read our Bibles. We still stayed faithful to be in church and be involved in everything. And I walked away from the Lord in many areas in my life, but it was a secret life that nobody else in the whole world knew about. And I fell into some very wicked things. But back in 2014, I surrendered to the Lord. My husband had felt called to be a pastor, and I fought that for years and years and years. And then in 2014, that was when the Lord showed me that I was holding my husband back, that it was my fault that he wasn't a pastor. He wasn't going towards that goal. And so I surrendered to the Lord, to that call in our lives. And in 2020, the Lord led us to go to a Klavik in the Northwest Territories. And that was in January. And of course, in January, the whole world shut down with COVID. And we only had just a few weeks of ministering there to do what we thought the Lord had called us to do. And everything shut down. We weren't allowed to be in anyone's home. We weren't allowed to have anybody in our home. We weren't allowed to be in the church, or there were fines involved with that. So we found ourselves stuck in a house, just the five of us alone. And we just threw ourselves into studying God's word, and we had a book there that we had started reading. And the Lord showed me some verses in the Bible from studying this other book that it talks about in the King James Bible, and it's the only Bible that talks about this, the faith of Christ. And that was earth-shattering to me because I'd always heard it, faith in Christ. And I refused to believe that. And I battled with that in my mind for a while because I thought, well, it says faith of Christ, but it's really talking about putting our faith in Christ, because that's what I'd always grown up hearing. That's what everybody said. And so I wrestled with that for a while. And if that wasn't salvation, then I didn't know what salvation was. And I remember my husband Phil and I, we would have long talks pretty much daily about these things. And I, for the first time in my life, I really truly doubted my salvation. I remember looking at my husband and I said, well, am I even saved? Because after seeing these things, I wondered, well, who in the world could be saved? And I wondered if I even was. And so we studied these things out and we just had to make up our mind that we were going to believe every word of that King James Bible. Because if we didn't believe every word, then we didn't believe any word. And that was, it shouldn't be a hard thing to come to, but it was very difficult for us because our whole world shattered. Everything that we thought we knew was gone. So we really just dove into the King James Bible and we decided we were going to believe every single word. And I remember one day I was studying in Galatians chapter 5, and I just want to read a few verses here. In Galatians 5, starting in verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And I remember as I read those verses that I had those things in my life. And I was able to just shrug them off. Sometimes I'd hear preaching on those things and it would convict me, but I could shrug it off really fast. And as soon as we left the church, it wouldn't bother me anymore. And I knew I had these things, but I didn't see the severity of it. That was breaking the law of God. And that those are the works of the flesh that God allows us to have. I know it breaks his heart, but he allows us to have it to show us what we really are, who we really are. And as I read those things, I knew that was me. I knew I had those things in my life. Probably that whole entire list was me. And then I kept reading those familiar verses that I grew up learning. In verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And as I read that list of things, I had to stop at love. I knew I didn't have love. And I knew that the fruit of the Spirit was something that was given to us. It was something that you receive at salvation. And so if I didn't have love, then I knew I couldn't have Christ. And the Lord showed me that day as I was sitting at the table that I didn't truly love my husband. Because some of these things in that list of the flesh being manifested were in my life. And I couldn't love my husband if I had those things. And if I couldn't love my husband because of that, then I certainly didn't love Christ because of that. And it was at that moment that he revealed to me that he wanted to give me that love. I didn't have to try to work anything up. And if I did, I would fail miserably. I could try to love my husband, but I would fail miserably in that all of the time. And at that moment, he gave me the love. He gave me the love to love my husband, but he also gave me the love to love him. And that just seems so amazing to me that he does the complete work in us, that we don't have to do a bit of it. As soon as I decided to believe this Bible, every single word of it, and I let him speak to me, that he just took care of the rest. And he's given me that love for him and a love for his word and a love for my husband and just love for everyone. And then the rest of that list of those fruits of the Spirit, they all just fall into place because Christ wants to do that work in you. And I'm just so thankful that we were given that opportunity to go across the world and to have everything shut down. It just seems so devastating at the time that why would God call us so many thousands of miles away to do something that we couldn't even do. We were stuck at home. But looking back now, I see that he needed us to have that time to just be able to spend with him and to realize these things. And he called us away from our families, away from our friends, just to be together so that we could find him. And I'm so thankful. And life has been so different for us ever since. And every day it seems like we find something new in his word. And it's just exciting. And we're excited to see other people come to trust their Bibles and what it actually says, because it really truly is life-changing. Again, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. And I'm very passionate about this because I know there's other people out there like me that grow up in Christian homes and in Bible-believing churches and even the King James Bible. And they believe that they're saved because of a prayer that they prayed. And I just hope that there's someone else out there that listens to this that was like me. And maybe their world will just shatter around them and it'll be the greatest thing that could ever happen. But thank you again, Brother McVeigh.